Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Federal criminal charges are expected today against pro-Trump extremists who stormed the U.S. Capitol building. Acting Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf is urging the president to strongly condemn yesterday's violence. Instead, he presented the Medal of Freedom to three professional athletes. Republican Congressman Adam Kinzinger is joining Democrats who say the 25th Amendment should be invoked to remove Trump from power. Joining us now is Senator Richard Blumenthal, a Democrat from Connecticut. And Senator, I wouldn't normally start an interview with a senator this way, but how are you?
I'm pretty good. Yesterday was pretty harrowing, very, very unsettling, not only in the sense of fear for personal safety, but also, frankly, deep trepidation for our democracy. That mob assault, armed insurrection to the heart of our democracy, incited and instigated by the president, was really so abhorrent and so frightening in terms of where we go from here as a democracy.
After what happened earlier in the day yesterday, how important was it to you that the work of that joint session to certify the election results went forward later in the evening?
Very important question, and it was very significant to all of us that we go back to work, finish the job, and complete the counting and certifying of all the electoral votes. We were determined that we were going back and show the American people that mob violence, a riot, thugs, goons who assaulted the Capitol, broke into the Senate chamber, would not deter us from our work.
I know that you and others have been talking about the blame that the president deserves for inciting this mob, but what about those who are carrying his argument of a stolen election to Congress? Because even after the attack on the Capitol, eight senators, your colleagues in the Senate, continued to object to the Electoral College vote count. What sort of responsibility do those lawmakers need to face?
They have a responsibility to stand up and speak out, not in favor of objecting to the electoral count, which clearly was free of fraud, but against the president's fantasies and falsehoods that really fueled that mob. And their objection simply added weight to those fantasies and falsehoods that led the rioters to say the election was stolen, that it was rigged. This mob riot should really come as no surprise. It's of a piece with what we've seen over the past 4 years. And the president instigated and incited them, not just yesterday, but over a period of time, and his enablers, the Republicans who remained silent or who falsely supported his grievances through these opportunistic political stunts.
Will you be able to work with those senators? I'm just wondering sort of what damage has been done to relationships with other people in the Senate. Will you be able to face them and work with them?
We need to work together because we face a pandemic of immense magnitude. We've seen nothing like it in our lifetime. And, of course, an economic crisis that continues to cause hurt and pain in Connecticut and around the country. And I think that President Biden, and he will be President Biden on January 20th. There will be a peaceful transition of power, no thanks to Donald Trump, can lead us toward healing and coming together. We definitely need to come together. It will be difficult. Your question is well taken, but we need to work together for the sake of the American people.
You joined every Democrat on the Senate Judiciary Committee calling for the 25th Amendment to be invoked to remove the president from power. Is that just a symbolic move at this point with just 13 days left in his term?
I think it is more than symbolic to say, as I have said, that President Trump is a danger to our democracy, and I support any constitutional means or effort to remove him from office and prevent him from further damaging the American people. He really is mentally unfit. He has seemed unable to process his defeat, unable to accept the reality, and untethered to the facts. So I think that it is time to consider seriously the 25th Amendment or impeachment, any constitutional means to remove him from office. But, of course, I'm going to be working first and foremost to prevent further violence and protect that peaceful transition of power on January 20th. That ultimately is the most likely solution here.
Senator Richard Blumenthal, Democrat of Connecticut, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.